So if anybody has the Marakoma, so you can tell from the title, it's Am Skula. In terms of Ramban from the Parsha, this is the big Ramban which I wasn't going to get into. It deals with the Tukha, and he discusses the different galas that we're in, and he puts them back into the Pesukim, the two different Tukhas that we find in the Parsha, in the Torah. But we'll just deal with Am Skula. It comes up in the Parsha. The concept of Am Skula comes up in four different places in the Torah. So I'm just going to read the four different places, and we'll see how the Ramban deals with it in each place. I think the way the Ramban deals with it in this parsha is different than how he explains it in other places. Then we'll also, if we have time, we'll deal with how other Rishonim understand the concept of Am Skula. What does it mean that we are a treasured nation? And hopefully I'll get the Nitziv, which is what we did last year. Nitziv also has his own explanation as to what Am Skula is. So we'll just read the Pesukim. A lot of it's repetitive, even though it's found in four times. The first time it's found is before Maamid Har Sinai, in Parshas Yisro. It says that the next line is Kili Kol Aretz, because the entire land belongs to me. So one of the questions that all the Rishonim deal with is, what does it mean Kili Kol Aretz? What does that have to do with that I'm a school Mikol Amim? What is Kili Kol Aretz? And the whole land belongs to me, and therefore what? And the Rishonim are going to take it in different ways. But then the pasuk says, "Va'atem tiyuli mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh," and you should be for me a mamlachas kohanim and a goy kadosh. You'll see that every single time it mentions Am Skula, and the pasuk is also going to mention that I am, that you should also be to me a goy kadosh. They both come together in all four places. The next place it comes up is in Parshas Veschanan. The next three times are all in Sefer Devarim. It says, "Kimko tasu lahem mizbechoseihem titotim sevasam tishaveru," says that you should destroy idol worship, and then the next pasuk says, "Ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem alkecha, b'cha bachar Hashem alkecha liyos lo l'am skula." Again, it first says that he's an, this time it says he's an am kadosh. You're an am kadosh first, and then it says am skula afterwards. Then the next time it says it, I think it's in Peshtra A. It says, "Banim atem l'Hashem alkechem lo tiskodu lo sasimu karcha b'ninechem l'meis, ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem alkecha, b'cha bachar Hashem liyos lo l'am skula." Again, it says am kadosh and an am skula. And then we have it in this week's parsha. It says, "Vashem hemircha yom lios lo l'am skula kasher diber lach lishmor kol mitzvosav." I think what the clear difference here between the other pesukim is that it says afterwards, it says, "Ulsitcha elyon al kol agoyim." Not only are you an am skula, you're a treasure nation, but now you're also on top. You're elyon. You're superior. Al kol agoyim asher asa l'tihilo l'shem lo tiferes lioscha am kadosh l'Hashem lokecha kasher diber. All of a sudden, it's sort of in relation to the non-Jews. It's true. In the first time it says it in Parshas Yisro, it says "Skul mikol amim ki li kol aretz," but it never says directly that it's in relation to other Jews, in contrast to non-Jews. And it says that you'll be superior to non-Jews, and you should be tehila l'shem l'tiferes. The Ramban is exactly what that means, but apparently in this week's parsha it has to do with the fact that you're going to have some sort of impression on the non-Jews. It never says that explicitly in the other pesukim. Over here in this week's parsha, it says that you'll have some sort of impact on the non-Jews, and then again it says Lios Am Kadosh, so they'll be a holy nation. So we'll go into the Parish of the Ramban, and he only comments in three of the places, three out of the four places, and I cut some of the Ramban out. First time he says V'yisili Skula Mikol Amim. So what does it mean to be a treasure nation? What does it mean to be treasured? So the Ramban, I think he's the only one that explains it this way. He says Shetu Biyad Skula Kedaver Nechmad. It's treasure in the sense that just like someone who has a treasure, he's gonna hold on to it. He's gonna make sure to hold on to it and to care for it. So to his explanation is that you're gonna be a skula, you're gonna be treasured to me. That I'm gonna deal with you in a different way in terms of hashkach patis. The way I'm gonna deal with you in terms of hashkach is different than the other nations. You're a treasure to me, so therefore I'm gonna treat you differently, and I'm gonna have more of a concern towards the nation of Klal Yisrael as opposed to anybody else. And then he understands Vamar Kili Kol Aretz is contrasting all the other nations. Kili Kol Aretz is that there are other nations, but in terms of you, Klal Yisrael, you're a treasure to me. I'm gonna look at you differently. So I think the Ramban is the only one that explains it that way. That in terms of Hashkacha, he says the same thing in Zayin Vav in Parshas Veschanan. He says Katzin Shoter Mushabchol Malachim Allah. In terms of the other nations, they have intermediaries, however way that works. Al ata skulas Hashem tachas yado. But you, in terms of Klal Yisrael, you're under my wings. I deal with you directly. There aren't any. We don't have any intermediaries, any angels that are acting as intermediaries. Then he says, "V'yivchar b'chem mikol amim shetu atem skula v'nachla lo." In contrast to the other nations, you are my treasure. It's interesting that this Ramban, he explains like why it is that he picked Am Yisrael. He says, "V'amar atam ki mi'avas Hashem eschem b'char b'chem," because of Hashem's ava that He chose you. Shira es ru'uyim li'z'ayiv l'fonav v'nivcharim l'ava yisrael mikol amim. He thought that there's more reason to love Klal Yisrael as opposed to anybody else. The Ramban points out, the Torah never says why it is that Hashem chose Klal Yisrael. So I'm not exactly sure what he's doing in the next line, but he says, "Kenivchar le'oev hayadua lisbolas ovo b'chol haba olav miminu." Sounds like he's giving a reason as to why Hashem chose Klal Yisrael. There's a famous Maharal in King of Parshat Lech Lecha that when Hashem chose Avram, it never says anything about Avram. The famous Maharal, like he compares it to Noah. By Noah, all of a sudden, when the Torah introduces Noah, it says that he's a tzaddik. By Avram, it doesn't make no mention of it. So Maharal explains that the reason is because it's true that Avram had certain very unique qualities to him, but Hashem chose Klal Yisrael independent of those qualities. The Torah didn't want to explain the quality of Avram to show specifically that Hashem chose Avram just specifically because Hashem wanted to choose Klal Yisrael without us understanding the reason behind it. The Ramban here seems to be saying that the reason why he chose Klal Yisrael is because he knew that they would be able to withstand the test. He said that they would be able to. He says that they're Oz, that they're strong, and they'll be able to. They're brazen. They'll be able to withstand any test that's given upon them. And so that's why Hashem specifically chose Klal Yisrael. Either way, the Ramban's explanation in terms of what an Am Skula is within the first two times that he comments on it, he says that it's really treasured, and there's special hashgacha that Hashem has towards Klal Yisrael. In this week's Parsha, I think he gives a different explanation as to what it means to be an Am Skula. I think it's because of the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk now says that not only you're an Am Skula, but you're also going to impact the nations of the world. So over here, it's not just about Hashgacha, but it's about something unique within Klal Yisrael that they're then going to impact the rest of the world. So here, the Ramban says that, if you turn the page, it says, "V'amar Hashem Yircha Yom, Ki Hayom Azel Hashem Ki Yom Sinai." He doesn't make any mention of the concept of Hashgacha. I think his focus is really on the fact that we have mitzvos, that because of Kabbalah Satorah, so now we are a treasure nation, we're different because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us 613 mitzvos, he gave us Kabbalah Satorah. And through that, ultimately what will happen, in front of the Yemos Mashiach, he says, the purpose, the reason why you're in Am Skula is not just because you're chosen and you're different and you're superior, but there's a reason for it. The reason for it is to then impact the nations of the world. So he says, "She'aluha kol amei aretz b'yosem karav b'chol karecha elav." The nations of the world will praise you because they'll see that Hashem is close to those that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will impact the nations of the world. "Ula shame," you'll cause a shame. "She'aluha shame b'gayim b'hadru ha'shem alecha," you'll cause a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People will become aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will also cause Tiferes, that you'll cause Tiferes to, people will see the Tiferes, the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through you. So it is because of you, the reason why I'm speaking is because of you, that, and you're existing upon yourselves the mitzvos, that you'll then impact the rest of the world. Then it's interesting that the Pasuk then goes on to say, "V'lios Chacham Kadosh," and the Ramban says, "L'dav Gabo Basuf," to emphasize the fact that it's not just about you being superior, but there's an ultimate goal here. The goal is so that you end up becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just so that you're greater than the other nations, but specifically to create this dveikus, to make yourselves into an Am Kadosh. The whole point of an Am Kadosh is to make you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ultimate goal in terms of the other nations of the world as well. It connects with us, something that the Rambam writes in the Torah, in Hilchos Melachim. He's also discussing there, he's discussing the Yemos Mashiach, which is essentially what these psukim are referring to, that the nations of the world will benefit from you, and they'll understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu through you. So Rambam also has a similar language. He says, about the focus being on the end, about connecting the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Lo nisavu ha-chacham v'anavim Yemos Mashiach, lo kidei she'ishlotu akol ha-olam." The purpose of Yemos Mashiach is not so that you then could control the rest of the world, v'lo kidei she'yardu akim, that you control the non-Jews. The lokadeshi nasu osam ha'amim, lokadei lachav, lishus v'lismach. Purpose of Yemos Mashiach is elokadeshi yupinuin v'torah v'chachmasa. The purpose is not so that you control the non-Jews and that you're on top and that you're superior. The purpose of Yemos Mashiach is that dveikus, that v'lios am kadosh, so that you're open to Torah and the chachma, that you can connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the end, I think the Ramban has two different definitions for Askula. One is in terms of Ashkha, but in this week's Parsha, there's a separate definition because the Torah specifically is connecting it to the fact that you'll have an impact on the non-Jews, and that's the fact that you're an Amskula, you're a generation, because you're really a role model for the rest of the world. In terms of how other Rishonim understand what it means to be Amskula, they think it in different ways. The Rashi, it is all found in Parshas Yisro, the Parshim there. Rashi in Parshas Yisro says, V'yisa li skula, you're an Amskula, I am dear to you, and his language is, ki li kol ha'aretz, and I have the entire world, and I think his lashon is like, it's like klum. The rest of the world is nothing. That he seems to be rejecting the rest of the world, and that I'm really just focusing on you completely. The purpose of Kili Kol Aretz is to contrast Klal Yisrael to the rest of the world, and that really the rest of the world is viewed as nothing. That's the language of Rashi there. It's a pretty strong language that he has. The Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra, they don't have as strong of a language, but they also understand Am Skula as in contrast to the rest of the world, that he really cares about us more than the rest of the world. And the Sforno over there, and also Rav Hirsch, they really take in the opposite direction, that the purpose of Kili Kol Aretz there is really to emphasize the fact that, true, you're the Am Skula, but sort of what the Ramban says in this week's Parsha, but Kili Kol Aretz is that everyone else could also, you're a treasure nation, but the purpose of that treasure nation is that, if you see the Imus Olam, I think is what the Sforno says, is that they could also connect to me through you, that they have the ability to connect to me through you. The Netziv has a similar explanation. But the skula here is interesting. That until now, our understanding of Am Skula is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to and his relationship is with Klal Yisrael. And the Tziv says the purpose of Am Skula, the treasure nation, is the way the non-Jews view us. That we're the treasure for the non-Jews. He understands that the purpose is that the non-Jews will connect to that treasure. Ultimately, they'll see the treasure and they'll connect to that treasure. It's not about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about the relationship that we have, or the non-Jews have with us, that they'll come and run after that treasure, they'll run after Klal Yisrael. So the Netziv says that expression in all four places. He keeps on emphasizing that point, that treasure is that the non-Jews will see the treasure in us, they'll connect, they'll come to us in order to know how to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as a final point, the Malbim is really the one that discusses the fact that every single time, because Am Skula, it also says Am Kadosh. That there's a certain connection here in the Pesukim between Am Skula and Kadosh. And the Malbim uses that to explain why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. He says that there's two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. There's the Skula aspect of it, and then there's the Kadosh aspect of it. And what explains it is that I think he says that the Skula is just Hashem chose us, like what the Maharal said, that we don't know the reason why Hashem chose us specifically, but Hashem chose us for reasons that we don't understand, and there's a link between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Am Kadosh aspect of it is that no, Hashem chose us because we're Kadosh. We are a holy nation. It's because we deserve to have a special, unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that there's really these two different types of relationships that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is just the fact that Hashem chose us. There's an intrinsic link between us and the Kodesh Baruch. And then there's the Am Kodesh aspect of it, which is that we were deserving of it, which really reflects the different relationships that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the father-son relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is really an inherent relationship where there's no real reason why a father just loves his son, the baby that was just born. There's no real reason why he loves that baby, except for the fact that there's sort of inherent connection to that. So that's the first way of an Am Skula. And then there's the second way of an Am Kodesh, which is like a husband-wife relationship, where you were deserving to have such a relationship, so you created that relationship based on merit, so you have that husband-wife relationship. And we find out throughout Tanakh that sometimes Hashem rejects us based on who we are, and that you could reject that, you could have a divorce from that spousal relationship. But other times we find like banim atem la Hashem lakecha, and that no matter what you do, you're always going to be his banim. So we have both of those aspects. We have that Am Skula and that Am Kadosh aspect. And so that the Malbim, the Parshas Yisro, he talks about those two different types of relationships.